USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congress will meet in a joint session on Wednesday to certify the electoral vote count, as a movement among Republicans to challenge that count continues to grow. Monday night, Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler announced that she would add her name to the list of lawmakers expected to make an objection. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson tells Fox News that the only way to deal with the irregularities that arose in the November election is to start investigating.
We've just gone through 4 years where Democrats and the extreme left simply did not acknowledge President Trump as the legitimate president. And now here we are because of COVID, because of a more than doubling of the number of absentee ballots, while at the same time Democrats pushed the envelope, relaxing standards. There are some real problems here, and the problem's not going away. The only solution I can come up with is investigate, explain, be transparent, but sweeping this under the rug, as many people want us to do, simply won't work.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Georgians head to the polls on Tuesday to decide two runoff Senate races, many are already questioning what would happen if the elections change the balance of power in the Senate. California Republican Congressman Devin Nunes tells Fox News that he sees multiple consequences if the Democratic candidates win.
One is that this will justify the election, that they'll use this against Donald Trump. They'll say that there was no voter fraud if the Republicans don't win today. And then secondly, of course, you have the balance of power in the Senate. Having 52 seats, controlling the gavels, everything that I've worked on over the last 4 years to expose the malfeasance and the corruption here in this city, we won't have the Senator Ron Johnsons or the Senator Grassley's that will be able to subpoena people. And just think about how bad this is going to be, how they could cover this up, for example, if they get rid of the Durham investigation in Connecticut. It would be a travesty.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A former bank manager in Las Vegas managed to steal over $1 million from the government. Wyatt Cox has the story from the USA Radio News Nevada Bureau.
U.S. Attorney's Office announcing Monday 57-year-old Javier Montano sentenced after pleading guilty to one count of theft of government funds after allegedly stealing nearly $1.2 million in Social Security and Veterans Affairs benefits. Montano, described as a former branch manager at a banking institution in Las Vegas, reportedly withdrew from two customers' checking accounts even though they had passed away years prior. Federal authorities said the Social Security Administration nor the Department of Veterans Affairs had been notified they had passed, prompting benefits to accumulate over a number of years. Montano believed to have ordered debit cards for both accounts to withdraw cash, which he then either spent or deposited into his personal bank account. As part of his sentence, he'll undergo 3 years of supervised release and will need to pay back $1.196 million. I'm Wyatt Cox.
And one state lawmaker wants to make an odd declaration for his state, an official state dinosaur. Massachusetts State Representative Jack Lewis tweeted Monday that he planned on filing legislation to name an official dinosaur for the state. He then asked the public to help him choose which creature to nominate, offering two dinosaurs discovered in Massachusetts as options. If passed, Massachusetts would join 12 other states that already have an official state dino. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. One person was transported to the hospital Monday night after a T-bone collision occurred at the intersection of Bluff Street and the on-ramp for southbound Interstate 15. The inauguration of Utah's governor took place Monday at Tuacon Amphitheater. Casinos run by the Navajo Nation plan to temporarily lay off more than 1,100 workers at the start of the year because of prolonged closures caused by the coronavirus pandemic. And Mayor John Pike resigned from his role as mayor at 5 p.m. yesterday to step into his new role as commissioner of the Utah Insurance Department for Governor Spencer Cox's cabinet. So the city of St. George is searching for a new mayor. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 55 today, clear and 27 overnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 54. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of the Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery, people in recovery, helping people find recovery.
Today's weather, sunny with a 100% chance of government overreach. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I'm just curious, are you going to support President Trump on Wednesday?
President Trump lost.
No, he did not.
He did.
No, he did not. And you know what? People voted you in. People voted you in to support the conservative president. Don't touch me.
I love you.
Don't touch me.
Okay? And I'm so sorry.
Don't touch me. And you know what? Back up a little bit, please. Back up a little bit.
No, I'm going to stand right here, and I'm sorry.
No, you're not going to, because you're not going to do that to me.
It's really disappointing, and I'm sad.
You're disappointing. You're a disappointment to the people of Utah. The Republican people of Utah voted in you, hoping that you would support a Republican president. No, I'm not telling you anything.
It's really nice to meet you. I hope you have a good night. I hope
you will be voted out. You know what? You said that protesters are your enemy, and you know what? I will be your number one enemy.
Ouch. How would you like a little patronizing with that sandwich? Woo.
These people are off the rails.
I know.
Who does he think he is?
I don't know. He goes up and he touches her shoulder and doesn't let his hand off. And she keeps saying, stop touching me. You know what I mean? And he's just patronizing her like crazy.
But even if we loved everything about the man, he has no right to behave that way.
I know. I was floored when I saw that. But I guess not floored, because this has been his approach, especially in this last year. And so, Governor Cox, it was interesting to watch somebody confront him, and I'm so proud of whoever did that, but confront him on the fact that, does he really represent the state as a whole and what we're about? Because I'm pretty sure he only represents Salt Lake. But then he handed a message to somebody we know and said, let Southern Utah know that I'm here for them. I care about them too. Why do you have to say that if you're a governor over the whole state?
Shouldn't.
No. So a statement like that, I actually see the opposite of that, because I'm thinking, you don't have to. Why in the world would you have to spell that out? Does the corrupt governor of California go down to Southern California and say, by the way, I'm here for you, Southern California. I care about you, too. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. I'll try to remember you. Is that supposed to? They would be like, we're half the state. I'm sorry. What? So I'm just wondering, when you hear a statement like that, because we get told that a lot in Southern Utah. Mm-hmm. We actually get told, oh, I care about you too.
Yeah.
You know, our congressman does that too. Here's a pat on the head. Oh yeah, you rural people down there, yep. You cute little people. Don't worry, I won't forget you. Yeah. Forget us, we're half of your state.
Yeah.
You moron.
No.
I don't understand that, do you?
I do enjoy, like, when they come down for their sheep dipping contest.
And they put on the new boots with the new hat. And they try to relate to us by talking farm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was raised in California. I'm not from a farm. And there's a lot of people down here that, you know, I get really tired and sick when we're treated like we are an afterthought, and then it's enforced through their messaging. Okay, so it's bad enough that we get it, and then they enforce it by continually patronizing us mm-hmm. and continuously telling us that they can relate to us. And, oh yeah, I'll make a pit stop down there to show that I care about the whole state and not just the extremely populated part of it, the city. I mean, is it important to you, I guess, is my question, that that they don't parcel it out and have to say things so demeaning like that? And do you feel like it's demeaning, I guess, would be my question. And I struggle because I hate pointing this out, but I think that we have a clear problem in accepting the demeaning attitude. Like, see, they remember us. Like, we're supposed to be enchanted by this idea, and we're supposed to be excited about that. No, we're half the state. What a bozo. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. Hey, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
Couldn't agree with you more. I know I have some people, some friends, that claim, you know, I've met Mr. Cox, and he's such a great guy.
Oh, he's so nice, you know, and he makes cookies.
I have too. And yeah. You know what? He's that patronizing in person.
Yeah.
With everything that he does. And you can't really take him seriously because it's so off-putting. It's
yes.
almost like, especially with the incident that you just showcased.
Yeah.
It's almost like, oh, I'm so much better than you. I absolve you.
That is I'm so
right?
glad you nailed that. Yes, that is exactly what that is. And she's trying to say, why are you not supporting the fact that everyone in your state pretty much can see this election fraud? Why are you not even concerned about it? Why are you not even, going to engage me in a conversation about it? And he was so belittling. I was shocked, actually.
Well, and if you don't want to talk about it, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just out and out ignore it and say, you know what? I see the words in your mouth, but I can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Yes.
That's where it is. It's like, I'm not even going to engage, which
right.
is a problem because then it alienates the people who didn't vote for him or
right.
the people who voted for Trump. It alienates them because he refuses to engage with it.
Yeah.
And he's got to address it at some point. Because,
well, the majority of our state voted for Trump. The majority of our state, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So either you're with us or you're against us. And he's absolutely right. He's going to end up with people who, you know,
yeah.
I don't think that we're technically an enemy, but, you know, they've got a recall Newsom movement. I think we need to start a recall Cox movement, and we need
yeah.
to look into the primary election.
Right.
Not the last one, but the primary.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thank you so much for the call. So here's another question for you. I would really like to get your input on this, and you, Uncle Milty. I see messages about Mayor Pike. People that listen to this show know where I stand with Mayor Pike. I thought he was one of the most atrocious mayors St. George has ever had, and there's so many reasons why. I don't just say that because I don't like Pike. He's a likable guy,
yep.
right? Super nice, kind of like a golden retriever, you know? I mean, it's like, you know, just a pat on the head and a smile and tell you whatever you want to hear. I get it. But this is about him as a mayor, okay? And he drove up the budgets by millions and millions and millions of dollars and took liberty away and had no problem doing it during this COVID year and was really patronizing to the people, okay? And did so many things outside of his authority to do, outside of the Constitution of the state of Utah to do. So do you thank him for his service when the service enslaved us more? What do you guys feel about thanking somebody for their service to the community, service to the state, when you've been robbed during that time than they were at the helm? Is it polite? Are we doing it out of politeness? Are you doing it because you mean it? I saw the now acting mayor, Jimmy Hughes, you know, slobber all over Mayor Pike as if he was the best general we ever had in the Southern Utah. And I think, do you thank somebody for all of the things they did to take from you Because all I know is with when we have the same 20 people that are in office, as long as these people have been, I've only lost liberty in a very conservative area. I'm only paying more taxes. I'm only paying for more goodies that they wanted me to pay for without my consent. Do I thank them for that? I'd love to get your thoughts. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kate. This is Sam calling.
Hi, Sam.
I can certainly weigh in on this.
Please do. I'd love to hear.
What you're putting forward doesn't matter if it's in southern Utah or wherever.
You're right.
I would say absolutely not. If they didn't fulfill what they were supposed to do constitutionally, then they shouldn't be rewarded in any way, just like I don't. I hear people, if you want to really make me sick to my stomach, is somebody going into, as an example, into a courtroom and referring to a judge as the honorable when he's done nothing to be honorable.
Oh, amen. Amen.
And I say the same thing here, what you're saying. I say the same thing with whether it be your former mayor there, or whether it be
Governor
Spencer Cox.
Governor?
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Governor? Yep, it doesn't matter.
Missouri, Utah, California, Washington, wherever you're from, do you thank them for enslaving you more and taking away more of your freedom?
Yeah, I mean, that's like having a robber come by and he's robbing you of everything you got at gunpoint. You say, thank you, sir.
Exactly. So the appropriate thing to do, because we're all into this nice game, right? You got to play nice. You got to play appropriate. So what's appropriate? Because in my book, appropriate would be say nothing. Say nothing, go get the job and do it better. But I can't imagine thanking somebody for enslaving me and my family.
Well, that's it. I couldn't agree with you more in exactly what you're saying. I'm glad you brought this up because this has been something that's been on my mind for a long time. And with that, Happy New Year to you both.
You
to
thank you. Happy New Year.
Facilities here, and God bless you guys, and just keep on keeping on.
You too. Thank you so much. This is why I wanted to bring this up, because it's more of a debate of what's appropriate and nice and kind, and we're continuously told to be kind, right? What is the basis for that? And why do we do this with people in government?
Just like most things anymore, the basis of this is a false premise. Why is it service? It's a job.
And they get paid to do it.
And they get paid to do it.
And they get perks to do it.
And they beg to do it. And they spend tons of money to get the job.
Yes.
And
Amen.
We're supposed to say thank you for your service?
What service? You're exactly right. Like, look at Governor Herbert, right? Our past governor, and all the deals he made with China. And he comes out a more rich man financially than he was ever paid for, okay? And so this is what happens with Congress. And we're thanking them? What?
Yeah, but the president went without his salary for 4 years. Did anyone thank him for his service?
No. He was completely demonized. It is kind of amazing, and I really do want to get your take on this, because people will fall all over themselves, and it's usually, I'm sorry to say, it's usually the people that want a job higher up the ladder in politics that are usually the ones that are there right there to say, oh, thank you, you were the best, you were amazing. Really? Can you outline how they followed the Constitution and actually did their job? Or do you just want a future favor from them? Let's just really get this straight and dial it down, shall we? Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
How would you like to work for one of the fastest growing companies in Southern Utah? Balance of Nature employs more than 200 local individuals and plans to double that number over the next 6 months. We have always been a locally owned and operated company, and we never want to leave this area of Southern Utah. By supplying our whole food products directly to individuals, online or over the phone, Balance of Nature has served over a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature helps real people be a part of something that's making a difference. Be a part of Balance of Nature.
The culture here is so amazing. Everyone is so happy and helpful.
I enjoy my job at Balance of Nature because I'm able to help people improve their lives.
I have only been here for 6 months, and I can see a path for me to move up in the company.
For more information or to apply, please visit our website at balanceofnature.com.
Are you tired of paying too much for your ink and toner? Have you decided to purchase ink online for a better deal only to find that you've received an inferior product? St. George Ink and Toner is the local trusted authority for your printing needs. St. George Ink and Toner is less expensive than the big box stores and higher quality than anything you can find online. All products have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Come see why everyone is buying from St. George Ink and Toner at their new location, 273 North Bluff Street.
No credit, bad credit is no problem at the Mattress Store. Get pre-approved for up to $5,000 with as little as $50 down and take home a Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, or Sealy Hybrid Mattress tonight. Go online, stgeorgemattress.com, or visit our four Southern Utah locations. Voted Best of Southern Utah, Bluff by Ace Hardware, Bloomington by the Walmart, Washington by Best Buy, downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
Hi, I'm Linda, and I'd like to tell you why I trust my eyes to Southwest Vision. My eyes didn't dry out all at once. It slowly got worse. I went through what must have been gallons of eye drops. Most of the time, I just wondered if they even worked. I called my doctor and found relief. For my eyes, I trust Southwest Vision.
Southwest Vision specializes in the gentle, soothing LipiFlow dry eye treatment. Schedule your appointment today.
Visit southwestvision.com.
Now is the time to take care of your heating system during the New Year's Savings Event with Air Care Professional. Whether you need a heating system tune-up or want to turn your garage, casita, or master bedroom into a comfortable hangout, Air Care Professionals can help you with a ductless Mitsubishi electric heating and cooling system. And get up to $300 off and 0% equipment financing options OAC. This is the best deal of the year. With offers like these, beat the rush and call Air Care Professionals today, 628-2423, or online at aircarepros.com. Voted Best of Southern Utah.
Hi, this is Dr. William Plum from Plum Dental. I want to take this moment to thank you for voting Plum Dental the best in Southern Utah for the second year in a row. At Plum Dental, we want you to be healthy. We want you to feel and look your best. We use the best materials and the latest technologies to safely and comfortably help you get there. If you're new in the area or are looking for a new dental home for your family, come check us out at plumdental.com and schedule your appointment today.
Experience, quality, and attention to detail make a difference. Most jobs or tasks can be completed with speed, or for some, finished means a job well done, just because it's well done. But there is a difference when something is done right. At Proforma Landscape, we believe in that difference. A difference you'll notice, a difference you'll appreciate. So when you come home, you'll notice it looks like someone did the job with care. And yes, attention to detail. You might be listening to this right now and saying, it's just yard care, landscaping, or maintenance. But for us, it's more. It's making sure you don't have to think about keeping your yard, business landscaping, or HOA looking perfect. Or worrying about fixing leaking pipes, sprinklers, or seasonal tree trimming. That's our job. At Proforma, there is a difference. Hire us, and you'll see. We handle HOAs, commercial, residential, and new construction. Let us maintain your landscape, and you'll see the Proforma difference. Go to proformalandscape.com for a free quote.
Beehive Homes features an affordable home-style senior living in smaller facilities designed to provide a family feel with more intimacy and the best quality care. Their attentive staff will meet the needs of each resident on a caring and personal level and provide a clean, comfortable living environment. Beehive Homes, making sure your loved ones experience a home-like feeling.
Our newest Beehive Home is now open. Come visit this new 15-bed facility in Hurricane, a beautiful home for those who need a higher level of care. Visit BeehiveCare.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
The old man is another. Child has grown old. Dreams were thunder. Lightning was desire. This old house would have burned down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo.
One of my favorite
Just
songs.
Just give me one thing.
It is, though. It's one of my favorites. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. And in fact, I'll answer this caller, but I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. I've got Uncle Milty with me. Sorry about that. And I wanted to mention Dr. Diet, because I know many of you are struggling with weight loss. I think you should have two. I think people out there in general should have two goals for the new year. One, to become a better critical thinker, and two, weight loss, because we need to get healthier. We really are. We're an obese nation. And all you have to do is take one trip to the beach you can't go to in California to figure that one out. But we have got to get rid of the pounds. And so Dr. Diet was the way that I did it. And it was fast. And it was the best way to do it. And I struggled for years. And I'm telling you, it worked. Go to Dr. Diet, 628 Diet, 628 Diet. You will love these people. And Dr. Diet, you can find them on Facebook too. They have a doctor, they have a nurse, they have an MD, they've got holistic, they've got every single angle to help you. And they have all kinds of things to get the metabolism up. That's what you need. So make sure to go to Dr. Diet. Also, go over to ABC Auto Body Central if you get in an accident. They'll never tell you you get to choose your provider. You do. You get to choose it. And ABC is the best, far and away the best provider for auto body that I would ever send you to, because I've had personal experience with them, because I have teens that ruined cars for me. So when they got a hold of it, it looked brand new and beautiful. I'm telling you, ABC is the one to go to. They are awesome people to work with. ABC in Washington. All right, so let's take the first caller on this. I asked the question, do you thank people for their service out of kindness? Is this a show of respect if they've stolen your liberty? What do you do in this case? You tell me. I'd like to learn from all of you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I don't believe we should, we should reward people for doing us wrong.
Yeah. I would think, right? Like, I have a hard time with the words trying to be, you know, come out of my mouth is thank you for everything that you took from me. I don't know. Is there a Hallmark card for this? I don't think there is, because I'm not quite sure how to illustrate how I feel about these people that take their oath, violate it, and then we throw accolades on them. I guess I don't understand.
We put ourselves in this position. On TV the other day, there was a show on. I really wasn't listening, but I was kind of watching about restoring the Utah governor's mansion.
Okay.
And it dawned on me at that point, we did this. Why in the world would we put a governor in a mansion?
Yeah.
We're putting them up there.
Honestly, why?
We do this all across the country.
Yep. We do. We treat them
Texas,
like royalty.
They had the same thing. He lives in a mansion. He's just a man just like me.
Yeah.
But so we did this to ourselves over time.
You're right.
Throughout time, we got to take responsibility for all of this for ourselves and stop putting up with people doing us wrong.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thank you for that. Really appreciate the comments. It's true, though.
No, I love the point about the mansion.
Yeah, you're right.
The governor of Utah, the governor's mansion.
But it's all about, quote, service. Where's the service part? I mean, I guess I don't understand. I mean, they get all the holidays and they get their income.
They get the mansion.
Yeah, they get paid a pretty penny. I don't understand why do we have to make political stars out of people? Why are these people clamoring? Why do people clamor for selfies with them? Why do we treat them like royalty? In America, it was supposed to be very different than this.
Yep.
They were supposed to be the bottom rung of the ladder. I mean, that's what I think I have a hard time with.
But that's how the term president came about. Washington refused any reference to royalty.
President
at all.
Meant manager at Taco Bell. I mean, that was basically, you're pretty low if you're a president, because that's nothing, there's nothing royal about it. But what have we turned it into? Yep. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay, there's one politician I would thank, and that would be Trump.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
If you go back to every president since Jimmy Carter, look at their net worth before office, after office.
Yeah, and he's the only one Donald that lost Trump. Money.
Not only has he lost, it's not like he lost a few million. He's lost over a billion.
Yep.
A billion.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, to me, speaks volumes. He put his own money where his mouth was and lost almost $1 billion of his own wealth. I mean,
you're right. You have to give it to him on that.
That would put up $1 billion for it. But when it comes to Spencer Cox, he's Herbert Jr.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say.
Yeah. So, I don't know how conservatives can rally around him. I mean, I'm a conservative. You're a I don't know how we can rally around these people.
Well, I can't. But, you know, I did get an email from Chris Stewart about a few minutes ago
mm-hmm.
saying he is going to object tomorrow in Congress. He's going to
yep.
be one of the objectors. Mm-hmm. So it will be interesting to watch. He seems like he got a little bit of a spine back.
Maybe. So, I don't know. After a dismal record for 8 long years, I think he needs some brownie points, to tell you the truth. And this was a safe one for him to do. I'm disappointed in Mike Lee, though. Mike Lee won't stand for Trump. That is bizarre. Too. Right?
Well, that makes me wonder why and how and what was he promised.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I know.
All right.
Thank you. You too.
Let's get in this crazy 2021 and have some fun.
Thank you. You appreciate you. Thank you. In fact, you know, people ask me about Mike Lee off the air, and I have conflicted views on Mike Lee because the last 4 years, I'm telling you, I've probably given him more negative than I have positive, for sure. And there's a lot of talk, but not a lot of action. And so people keep praising him as the constitutionalist, and I'm going, yeah, but what has he done? Like, really look at his career. What is he actually doing? Not just talking on Fox News, but doing. And I'm hard-pressed to find a lot of actual stuff that he's really putting out there.
You know, if he really was the constitutionalist mm-hmm. that is claimed, then he would have no problem taking this constitutional opportunity given our Congress to question the election.
Yeah, why isn't he questioning the election results when it's this obvious?
It doesn't matter whether they win or lose. It doesn't matter whether they're right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Under the Constitution, they have the right to ask the question.
Yeah. Yeah, and why wouldn't you want to? Why
right.
would you refrain from that and go with this steal? Why would you do that? So I have a problem with that. And, you know, locally, let's go back locally for a moment. Two things happened at the very end of Mayor Pike's term of stealing liberty, and that was changing the names.
Mm-hmm.
The college formerly known as Dixie and the hospital formerly known as Dixie. And people around here don't appreciate that much because we don't like that kind of thing. You don't come in here, move down here, change whatever you can change, and then fly your way back to Salt Lake and pretend that you never did that. You robbed us of our legacy here. And then you scurried away like a coward. Well, we're all left with a fallout. And the name of our hospital changed and no one even noticed it because they were preoccupied with the college. The damage has been done. So now we're the college, we'll just constantly refer to it this way. The college formerly known as Dixie, hospital formerly known as Dixie, mm-hmm. area formerly known as Dixie. I don't care what Kevin does to this little marketer does to this area and calling it Greater Zion. What a joke. What a joke these people are. Why do we not talk more about this?
They directed the whole thing to be about the university.
I know.
Everything was about the university. At the same time, they were changing the name of the hospital.
Yes, and people weren't.
Not a peep.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I think the bottom line in all of this is what's going to happen, what's been happening, is they're going to cancel anything
uh-huh.
that gives us any sort of historical reference
yep.
or any sort of traditional reference
yeah.
or any sort of tie to what we hold as sacrosanct.
Yes.
And this is all part of the plan of disorienting people to the point of becoming more manipulative.
A eunuch. We're yep. just
absolutely,
a eunuch.
Absolutely. That's exactly what they're doing. It's like
yep.
It's like what
I agree.
What Sitting Bull said to the last commission that met about the treaty to finish taking away their
mm-hmm.
land.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if anybody's ever seen Bearing My Heart of Wounded Knee,
uh-huh.
they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yep, you're right.
And he said, you're not going to castrate us.
Uh-huh.
And from this day on, you will not see. And that's what, forget the other guy, the other chief's name. He said, you will never see my name on the white man's paper as long as I live, as long as my days of on this earth.
Wow. Thank
because
you. Yeah.
They tell you lies.
Mm-hmm.
They continually manipulate, and it's all for one end, and that is to control you completely. And it ain't going to happen to me.
Right. Thank you.
It ain't going to happen. I'm going to still call it Dixie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you on that one. Thank you. And we will on this show. Thank you for that. Because I don't like being robbed of something while somebody goes and scurries away back to their native land of Salt Lake, the very liberal Salt Lake, and then leaves us with a mess. And appoints all these people and agencies outside of our state to change things so that, of course, because if you went to the people here that have the talent to do these types of things, they would never consent to that. Right? So when polls were conducted, you know who they went with? People outside of our state that didn't know why we were named Dixie. They went to them because they said only 17% of us wanted all this name change garbage. And I'm talking to you, Cedar City, too. You've had your name change issues. But these people think that they can go out of our state and go to people that don't even know who we are to somehow grasp who we are. You spend 5 minutes here and you start to understand our history, I promise you, you would not want to change our names. It represents our heritage of hardworking individuals. What a bunch of garbage we were just handed. I'm not thanking anyone for that service. Are you kidding me? And people tell me, you know, I get this too. You just wench about people in government here. You know why? Because no one else will do it. Uncle Milty and I will point this stuff out, and no one else on the radio down here and no one else in TV will do this publicly. Nope. But our government here is a joke, if you haven't noticed. And I'm ticked off. And I'm not thanking them for their service to steal my freedom and to steal our heritage here. I'm not even from here, and I respect this place more than they do. Who do they think they are? They want to go around and muddy everything and change it and turn us into a freaking eunuch? Why? Why? And then they leave office and everyone lauds them with all this praise? Are you kidding me? Puts them in a car and shoves them into a parade as the head of a parade? Are you kidding me? Who do these people think they are? And I don't care what community you come from. I know you feel the same way. You don't go into somebody else's home and start rearranging the furniture. Go to your own home and do that.
We allow this throughout our country.
Yes, we do.
In our homeowners association.
Yes, we do.
Nazi leaders.
And senators that come in and pretend to be from your area and hijack it, little carpetbaggers like we have Romney. Oh my gosh, I'm tired of this. Thank them? Are you kidding me? Why don't we prosecute them for violating their oath of office? How about that? Be right back on the Gay Dally Show.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction, there is now a breakthrough treatment that the drug companies don't want you to know about. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels. We can now reverse erectile dysfunction without any pills. Even Cambridge University recently tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling with ED, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial medical screening, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results in the bedroom. If you want to regain your younger years in the bedroom, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $500 offer free. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Put a stop to your erectile dysfunction. 435-922-7000.
Nielsen RV presents another episode of the Do Nothing.
Daddy, it's a brand new year. I'm so excited. What are we going to do this year?
I don't know. Remember, we're the Do Nothings, so we'll do pretty much what we did last year. Nothing much.
Well, at least I know how to do that.
Don't be a Do Nothing. Get an awesome RV at a great price with a warranty forever at Nielsen RV off the Bluff Street exit, State Street in Hurricane, and NielsenRV.com.
Is your water heater leaking? Has your water softener stopped working? Are you calling every plumber in town and you can't get a call back? Well, at St. George Water Heaters, they'll resolve your water heater or softener problem either same day or within 24 hours. Guaranteed. Protect your investment with a courteous, trustworthy water heater man from St. George Water Heaters. No job is too big or too small, and they will even show up late at the same great rate. Visit stgeorgewaterheaters.com, voted number one best of Southern Utah Angie's List and Home Advisor.
Hi, this is Greg from the Gold Ore Store. Folks, buying and selling gold and silver has been a passion of mine for many years. But recently, I've never been more excited about the market and what gold and silver is doing. People right here in St. George have been able to increase their net worth so much by purchasing gold and silver. Have you considered selling or buying gold and silver? Folks, now is the time. I'm here to tell you at the Gold Ore Store, we flat out pay you more for your gold and silver and have the best pricing in town, guaranteed. One thing I know is that gold and silver is here to stay and your investment is safe because you have the right to make the decision about buying and selling. Not a huge corporation. No going out of business or bankruptcies here because gold and silver has been around for centuries. Make a serious decision today that will serve for generations. Come see us at the Gold Ore Store for the best pricing on gold and silver. The Gold Ore Store, 7 North Main Street in historic St. George, or GoldOreStore.com.
This is Lisa from Vitality Health for You. One of the most common questions asked as a Gainswave provider is, why would you want to treat someone with ED? That's simple. At Vitality Health for You, I get to help educate and regain confidence with my Gainswave therapy treatments. What couple wouldn't want to regain their vitality back into their relationship? No pain, no pills, just results. For more information, visit VitalityHealthForYou.com. For more information, visit VitalityHealthForYou.com to schedule your free consultation.
This is Bailey at Walker Plumbing, Heating, and Air. With 24-hour service, we have the solution to any plumbing problem. Whether it's an emergency or planned install, Walker Plumbing will send a tested and experienced technician to your home or commercial property. Walker Plumbing will provide you with multiple solution options as well as upfront pricing before work has even begun.
This is Brett, the owner of Walker Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We have the plumbing team you can trust guaranteed. Visit mystgeorgeplumber.com.
At Four Points Health Centers, their team is focused on you and your long-term family health care needs. They provide medical, dental, vision, and behavioral and mental health services. They also offer a discount on medications through their pharmacy. At the Four Points Health Care Centers, they're able to treat you and your entire family with long-term health care needs because they are part of a community health center. Walk-ins and same-day appointments are available at their clinics in Cedar City, St. George, and Ivins. All insurances are accepted, or you can pay cash as low as $20.
Four Points Healthcare Centers take pride in their services. They are dedicated to providing health and wellness to the entire community while servicing the underserved. For more information and offerings, visit fourpointshealth.org. That's fourpointshealth.org.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Dixieland, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray, Dixieland. I'll take my stand, a living dead Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Love it. I love that. Kendall Carson. Version of it. And of course, you know, there was Elvis. Here we go.
For Dixieland, I was born early, Lord, one frosty morn. Look away. Look away, Dixieland.
this is like kryptonite to Mayor Pike. Okay, so when he hears it, he shudders. So there's Elvis Presley, and I actually thought, here's the faster version. Here you go.
Look away, look away, Dixieland, in Dixieland.
You know, there's so much context to history and tradition. And if you don't understand it, you're quick to want to change it to be tuned to your version and your goggles that you look out of personally, without respecting the very context of that history for other people. It's a really selfish thing to do, to go into somebody's community and take away what identifies them. Because here, pioneers kind of identified who we were and how hard it was to grow things here and how difficult it was here. But they forged ahead. They didn't run away. They made it work. They figured out ways. And if you don't identify that, know that, understand that within the context of being here, don't come here. Don't come here. If you don't like it, don't come here. If you can only look out of your perception, don't do it. And who do we get? We get people down here, many of them that don't live here. You know, one of the first things I ever talked about with Mayor Pike, or actually was so shocked at the actions of him, was when he got rid of the Dixie Ambulance Service in favor of Gold Cross.
Mm-hmm.
He and Steve Urquhart annihilated a local business to bring in one. I don't know. Were there kickbacks? I don't know.
There was no rational reason for it to happen.
And he was behind it. And I remember thinking, what a snake. Why would you do that to a local business owner who ends up, the owner ends up being on your city council? Kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. I just had to say that because I'm just perplexed that you thank him for his service. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Thanks for answering. This whole cancel culture that we're going through right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take you back to your days in Southern California. Mishabejo,
sure.
As I recall.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, just after my wife and I bought a house just across the freeway from you there in Laguna Hills.
Uh-huh.
I remember the Mission Viejo High School. They were trying to get rid of your mascot at that time.
Yes, that was during my time.
Pretending to be the religious right. They didn't want that devil running around.
Right, right. We called it Diablo.
Further than that, Stanford University, they used to be the Indians.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the 60s. They had to get rid of that, and now they got a stupid tree that jumps around all the time. Don't even wear uniforms for their band.
A tree? Oh,
so when we moved here in 2005, and let me first explain, I'm not of your faith.
Mm-hmm.
I am a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I respect your faith. I respect what the people went through to get to this state and do what they've done here and throughout the Southwest, not just here in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't understand. It's just not Utah.
Right, right.
And to me, to watch people who will brag about their descendants that came here and then turn their back on the name of Dixie, they don't understand they're jumping into the wave that is taking over the whole country.
Yes.
It's not just about this place. Yeah, it's irritating to hear.
Uh-huh.
I was upset when they got rid of the rebel when I first moved here in 2005. I'm starting to remember California.
Right.
You know, so, you know, it's not just folks who are part of the faith. It's a lot of us who respect what went on, why people had to come here. They were running for freedom. They found their freedom, and now they're caving in on their own freedom. I don't get it.
I don't either. Thank you for that. Really appreciate the call.
Yeah,
and the frustration.
Thank you, and keep doing a good job.
Aw, thanks. I really appreciate that. You know, the reason I played that song was because many people will find that offensive because it's the South, right? I know the difference. Trust me. I know the difference. Dixieland, the South, okay? Picking cotton. I know the difference. But the reason I played it was to illustrate the point that were you there in the 1800s? Can you grab all the context that was there to alienate that song? Do you think there are people that are proud of Dixieland in the South? And why couldn't they be proud of their heritage? Because I'm not in every one of their shoes. I didn't live their life. I didn't know what they were up against and how they felt about things. a lot of them were product of society at the time. We have our products of society right now. We deem what's right and wrong because of the lens we look through, right? So how can I go back to the 1800s and demonize that song when I wasn't there and I don't know the context of it? So if somebody's offended by the song Dixieland, why? Why would you be? You don't even know what was going on then. You're only shoved a version of 2020 in your face of what that meant to them. And they don't even know.
Not even to them. To somebody today. What it means to somebody today that wasn't there.
Yeah.
And this is a problem nationwide. This is not just a local
problem.
Exactly. The conundrum of this whole thing is, and it was a big discussion today on the news. A representative from Georgia and a representative from Texas were talking about why it is that their Democratic constituency has increased in the last 4 years.
Right.
And the congressman from Texas said, look, people are coming here because they see a better standard of living, more jobs, better prosperity. But something happens and they get here and they forget that if they change it to where they came from, they're going to lose all that.
Exactly.
How does that happen to us in our mind? You know you're going to what you think is a better place.
And
you ignore the fact that it's a better place because it's not politically the same as where you're leaving.
Exactly. And don't we need reminders of our heritage? Do you know the song, I Wish I Was in Dixie's Land? This was written back in 1859. And this is the word. I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are am not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixieland where I was born in, early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixieland, I'll take my stand to live and die in Dixie. They were proud of their heritage. They were proud of who they were at the time. And under the cultural norms at the time, there were correct things that they were doing and living under. Not correct, but to their standard of cultural norm, it was the norm. Now the norm changed. We can stand here in 2020 and demonize what happened. Yes, we can do that. We can understand what happened. We can say, well, that wasn't right or that wasn't right. But it doesn't change during that time how they viewed themselves and who they were at the time. When you don't think that possibly you're doing something wrong because, say, you were raised a certain way, doesn't mean that I get to go in 2020 and look back and demonize you because you had your thoughts, your feelings, whatever. When I look at this song, all I'm reminded of are people that worked hard and wanted good things. And as mistakes even were made along the way, right? Okay. And we pulled the whole world out of slavery. And it only took 100 years to do that, 70 years actually. We pulled the whole world out of slavery. I look back and I see America as that and Dixie as that. I do. And I see I'm proud of all of our heritage because it all lended a hand in doing that. But people like these people in government that come here that want to do away with this can't see any of that. None of it. Yeah. Well, they only see through racist eyes.
That, and they exaggerate what happened at that period of time.
Right.
The fact is, as bad as slavery is and was during that time, it wasn't big.
No, it wasn't. And it did not affect everyone that you think it affected. And so actually, England actually had more slaves than we did, but we were the nation that actually was the one that served to stop slavery for the world. It had been going on for so long. Hi, caller. Show, go right ahead.
Hello. I'm a Native American. I was just calling to say that a lot of these white people know how it is now.
Mm-hmm.
You see what the Native Americans went through. So,
yeah.
And taking away their heritage and everything they've been trying to. So, I don't know what your thoughts about on the Native American side.
Well, honestly, I mean, I'll take you off the air. I actually want to answer this, if you don't mind. I actually think it's a great question, and I really appreciate your call in. Thank you for that. I think that we forget in history that Native Americans took culture from Native Americans, and there were always land battles all along. We can look at history and know this. So when we look at the white man taking from the Indian, well, this had been going on for eons and centuries and centuries and centuries before that. And different tribes took land from different tribes. but it was somehow different when the white man did it, right? I fail to understand sometimes victimhood, and I don't mean that to you know, offend. I'm just trying to understand the victimhood in that when it's been going on for centuries, but for some reason Americans are mean. No one else in history but Americans, I guess. I don't know. I don't understand that.
Every country in the world was formed mm-hmm. by one group of people taking land from another.
Yes. Yes.
It's always yes. been that way.
No.
And the Native Americans did it to other Native Americans. Mm-hmm. We did it to them. And no, it when looking back at it, it was a wrong way to do things.
Mm-hmm.
But in that time frame, there was no other way to do things.
Well, it's usually been that way, is out of conquest, right? But now he's probably going to equate, okay, you're mad they're taking history from the pioneers in Dixie that settled this area. I'm mad because my heritage is gone.
Sure.
And he has every right to think that too.
Yep.
So I give him that because I think, okay, yeah, I can understand that. You don't want to see your heritage go. You don't want to see that go away. And there's something very important there. Yet I can drive through the Southwest and I see Native heritage everywhere.
Sure you do.
Okay. I see things named after things. I still see that heritage. I think we all fight together to make sure that we don't get robbed of heritage. My heritage, that gentleman's heritage. I want to make sure that we're constantly reminded that people felt differently back at a different time, and that I have to respect that people, I don't know what their lives were like and I don't know what they went through. But tradition and history are important. So I can respect what he's saying in that we don't want to see these things just go to become a eunuch. I used to be able to drive down the main streets of small towns and you could identify them by their little mini stores, their little, mm-hmm. their businesses, their small town businesses. Now, it's a McDonald's on every corner and a Wendy's on every corner. We've become sort of the uniform nation of commercial, right? I loved the individuality of small towns. You knew what town you were in. You don't know what town you're in anymore. I don't like that. I don't like it.
And the other thing is, and I respect what the gentleman said, but it doesn't pay for us to say, okay, well, I was a victim, mm-hmm. now you're the victim.
Right.
How do you like that? It mm-hmm. it doesn't pay for us all to find our victimhood.
Well, yeah, and here's another point, too. In America, did we try at least to concede to the fact that we tried to keep some of that heritage for the Native American? When in other conquests, did they do the same?
Yeah.
Did they do the same? Now you could say, oh, okay. We stole from the Indians and we murdered them. Okay, I understand where you're coming with that, but really think about this. When one tribe battled another tribe for the land, did they give them anything? No. But in America, we were in bits and pieces trying to do that, but there's never ever, and I know this is so controversial, but there was never any anything for that. We just got demonized. And I didn't see that demonization, and I never see Native Americans talking about that demonization when they look at conquest before this. And I find that kind of strange, but I'm trying to understand. And so I'm so glad that he brought that up.
Yeah. No, great.
Because it does. This opens up a very but it's only controversial because of the conversations we've been having about it for 100 years. And we've been trained to think of it only in one way. And I think we should look at it from all angles. I think it's healthier.
Yep.
We'll be right back. Let's talk about the paper that outlined what's going to happen tomorrow. It's really eerie. And I want to dive into a couple of specifics that could happen tomorrow on January the 6th. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction, there is now a breakthrough treatment that the drug companies don't want you to know about. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels. We can now reverse erectile dysfunction without any pills. Even Cambridge University recently tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling with ED, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for an unprecedented definite offer. We'll give you the initial medical screening, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results in the bedroom. If you want to regain your younger years in the bedroom, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $500 offer free. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Put a stop to your erectile dysfunction. 435-922-7000.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.